This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
At least 700 Israelis are dead in the worst attack on Israel in its history. And, of course, we're looking at the latest developments as we go through the program this morning, folks. Why did this happen? And what does the $6 billion that was recently released to Iran have to do with this? If anything, at this point, we're going to get into that here on the program this morning. We've got some updates to tell you about Israel, what they're doing with their currency right now. In light of this. Also, Chuck Schumer, what did he have to say about China's reaction to all this? It may surprise you. So stay tuned, folks. We are on your radio dial here in the overnights. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. This is the place where news and politics and the overnights all across America. We're taking your telephone calls at 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call into the program and opine. And, of course, we're broadcasting live on this Monday morning edition from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates this morning, like 710 KMUS in Denver, as a matter of fact. And we're all across the country, and we're also up on the satellite as well, the GCN network. Good morning to everybody this morning at GCN. And if you're working across America in the overnights this morning, we want to say a special hello to you as well. Whatever you're doing, whatever, wherever you are, we are glad that you found us. And once again, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. Well, here we go, folks. Again, we're continuing to follow the developments in Israel. As we told you just a little while ago, the Gerald R. Ford group, the strike group, is being repositioned basically to the Eastern Mediterranean so that they're going to be ready to able and able to assist our friends in Israel if need be. And again, these are things that have to happen, I think, right away. Obviously, number one is a show of solidarity, a show of strength. A show that Hamas is not going to be tolerated in this particular case. And obviously, Israel has made a formal declaration of war. We will start to see them go into Gaza in a very, very big way very soon. One of the things that I want you to be aware of is that certainly when dealing with groups like Hamas or Hezbollah or others, and oh, also, I would be remiss not to even mention, you know, Lebanon is looking at this very closely. Lebanon, the forces in Lebanon could decide, the terrorist forces could decide to try to join in as well, perhaps open another front in this. That's all a very, very real possibility. And again, you have people even in New York City chanting basically to drive Israel into the sea. This is a major development, and again, just about on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, which also brings up the notion of where does this intelligence failure happen? That's one of the questions, that's probably the first question I'm going to have for our very own Denise Simon later on here in the program, just a little before the top of the hour this hour. Where is the CIA in this? Where is this Israeli intelligence. How did they miss this? Well, just parenthetically here, I think they missed it for a great reason insofar as that the terrorists moved to a much more low-tech way of communicating, and they found ways to evade the technology that was put in place by Israel in order to monitor their border, basically. And all this happened, as we talked about before. Israel pulled out their settlers and their troops back around 2005. Hamas began to overrun the area on circa 2007. And, of course, Israel has tried to maintain this posture ever since then. But as we move through the overnight hours here, I want to tell you a couple of different things. Number one, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has criticized China, this according to the AP, on Monday, and told the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that he was very disappointed by China's statement on the recent Hamas attack because it did not show any sympathy or support for Israel. Now, this is not surprising. I have to say it's not surprising, but the China aspect of this is also going to be significant at some point because of the obviously they want to be involved in the region. They want to have something to do with this. Schumer right now is actually going on a delegation of six senators to China this week. Talk about timing. Pardon me, he says, I urge you and the Chinese people to stand with the Israeli people and condemn these cowardly and vicious attacks. Chinese Foreign Ministry statement on Sunday called on both sides, get this, folks, called on both sides to exercise restraint and immediately end the hostilities, but made no mention of the Hamas attack. Meanwhile, of course, you've got the Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza City launching these strikes. They're taking down whole buildings at a time. And we're watching them crumble on the footage that we're getting out as well. So they know where these buildings are. And this is going to get back to my other point I wanted to make. They know where these buildings are. They're going to destroy them. They know the house where the Hamas leader lives or does the business of terrorism, and they'll take all that out. But, of course, I think just like, and they're calling this Israel's 9/11, and I don't think that's inaccurate. I think it's entirely accurate. It is as if they have had now their own 9/11 attack in this vein. But just like with the 9/11 attackers and the terrorists who were in Afghanistan at the time, they knew how to sort of leave the area. They knew the retaliation might be coming. So a lot of this is going to take out their infrastructure, and that's good. But at the same time, folks, this gets back to my main point. They're going to do things, and they're going to have civilian casualties, and they're going to parade them, and they're going to try to get sympathy against Israel and for Hamas. Get ready. It's going to be a roller coaster. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you. Talk to you on the other side.
Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Right, yes, get your motor running, everybody. We're heading out on the highway all across your radio dial, across America, in the overnight hours. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. And our telephone line is 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in to the program and let us know what you're thinking about this morning, especially in regard to the events in Israel. And as I said, they're going to have far-reaching effects. It's going to affect the U.S. presidential election. The upcoming debate is going to cover this. This is not going to go away anytime soon. Unfortunately, it looks like they could be in for a protracted conflict because, folks, going in door to door into Gaza looking for these hostages, which I think to some extent they may already be doing, is we've seen what this looks like over some 20 years in Afghanistan and in Iraq. We know exactly what this kind of thing looks like. It's incredibly difficult, and it is incredibly slow going. Our prayers, our thoughts are with the people of Israel this morning. All right, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. Check out MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. They've got all the great MyPillow products, MyPillow 2.0, Giza sheets, slippers, towel sets, you name it. They've got some great discounts going on right now, folks. So head over to MyPillow.com, check them out, and when you're ready to check out with your cart, just put in the promo code CAPTAIN. That's how you're going to get some big savings going on right there. If you'd like to talk to a real person, they have those as well, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, don't forget, the promo code is captain. All right. Well, we're checking the wires, of course, as we're moving through the morning here. We told you about Chuck Schumer. That came out just a little while ago. Israel also right now moving to prop up its currency. Israel's central bank, this according to the AP, says it will sell up to $30 billion. In foreign exchange to prop up the country's shekel currency following market uncertainty in the wake of the Hamas incursion from the Gaza Strip. Pardon me, folks, the shekel has fallen to a near 8-year low against the U.S. dollar in early trading on Monday. So, obviously, major financial ramifications, major, and the markets are going to be taking a look at this. The markets are going to be reacting to this. This is one of the things we'll be talking about with the Watchdog on Wall Street here in just a little bit. Chris Markowski, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street, also heard on AM 860, The Answer, or AM 860, The Answer, Compatriot. And this I found as well, talking about the economic impact. This from CNBC, oil prices jumped 4% in the wake of Hamas attacks, Hamas's attack on Israel. Let's see here, oil prices jumped 4%. At dawn on Saturday, during a major Jewish holiday, Palestinian militant group, of course, launched their attacks by land, sea, and air. And this is causing a problem, obviously, with oil. Because one of the things, too, that here's one of the insights, folks, that we need to make sure we get out there. And that is, when Saudi Arabia was going to be trying to normalize relations with Israel, this would be huge, okay? This would be huge, unprecedented. They would have more than likely started pumping more oil as well. And now that may be, of course, in jeopardy. So the more oil that they can pump, yes, I know, I would prefer that we would be energy independent. I would prefer that we would be able to, just as we were doing not all that long ago. Do you see how things have just collapsed? Do you see how things have just gone completely out of whack? And I hate to tell you, it's much easier to get them out of whack than it is to get them back in order again. So whomever becomes the next president of the United States has a job ahead of them, perhaps like no other. This is why it's so important to have these issues front and center. And quite frankly, I don't know how Gavin Newsom will address this kind of thing. I don't know that people would say to themselves, I think he's a great guy to go in and take on this huge problem. And I'm not trying to be mean or disingenuous, but I do think it changes things greatly because foreign policy will now become one of the front and center issues in this election. And so if you're Tim Scott or if you're Nikki Haley or if you're Ron DeSantis, you're going to have to start being able to speak to this. And Vivek Ramaswamy may also have to try to find a way that he's going to be able to address this in a very, very serious way. I think he made some comments about Israel, if I recall correctly, and I'll want to check on that. But certainly any comments made about Israel, our relationship with them, the Middle East, for any of these candidates is now going to be dredged up and going to be looked at with a microscope, and probably for good reason. Israel also at this hour, folks, is saying that it's fighting Hamas in 7 to 8 places. They said that, again, they were hit with about 1,000, Israel hit more than 1,000 targets in Gaza, we understand, according to its military, including the airstrikes, which we were telling you about here just a moment ago, that are taking down a lot of these buildings where Hamas is known to operate. And as I was saying, we caught up to the end of the break there. But what they will do, and these terrorist organizations, this is their modus operandi. What they do is they take their operation, their communications, and whatever it is, and they put it right next to or in a school or in a medical facility or below some other, a civilian structure. So, and Israel actually tries to give warning. They say, look, we are going to you know, basically bomb this area. This area is going to get obliterated very soon, so get out. And they do actually try to warn them because they're trying to take out the infrastructure. But the terrorist organizations will have no truck at all of actually having these civilians get killed and then parading them with video or what have you and try to gain sympathy from people around the world. Look how terrible Israel is. Look what Israel did. And by the way, you know, we haven't even gotten to the squad. Well, we'll be talking with Denise Simon and Frank Silvato here in a little bit, and we'll talk about the squad as well. But I'll mention it right here, and that is, do you see now how absolutely absurd their positions are? Not just that they're absurd, but that they are completely out of kilter with what should be a visceral reaction to the attacks that we've seen. And that is when you're just anti-Israel, there's no doubt about that, right? It now is just shining through. It's absolutely on display, and they can't back away from it. They just can't back away from it. Well, Kyle, you seem kind of very passionate and angry about this morning. Well, I mean, I think I am. I think all of us are, right? I think all of us are, because you get to this notion that things were maybe looking better, right? You had this idea that things were going a little bit better than they were, and then suddenly, quite, you know, just literally overnight, you get this. Let's listen in here just real briefly. Just last week, Jake Sullivan, who's Joe Biden's national security advisor, was talking about how quiet it is in the Middle East. Let's listen in.
Is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19-month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
Okay. Did you hear that part? Quieter today than it has been in two decades. This is exactly the problem, okay? This is exactly the problem, because what has happened is that obviously the terrorist groups have found a way to, in my estimation, go low-tech on this. You know, in fact, this hunt for bin Laden back in the day, right? I mean, they would find ways to, you know, they wouldn't even put a battery in a cell phone unless they had gotten in their vehicle and driven miles and miles and miles away, because they were that aware of this. And so obviously some of the high tech surveillance and all that may not have been as effective at this point, only because you had the terrorist groups, at least from what we can tell at this point, going very low tech. And so there was no chatter, right? There was no chatter to be picked up, per se. And something else went wrong, and this occurred. And they came across at, I believe, as I said, 15 different breach points across the border with Gaza. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Give me a call. We will see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared that every member of Hamas will be destroyed. During a televised address, Netanyahu emphasized that unity among the people of Israel will ultimately lead them to victory in this conflict. President Biden has reaffirmed his unwavering dedication to Israel's security.
As I said yesterday, my commitment to Israel's security and the safety of the Jewish people is unshakable. The United States has Israel's back, and we're going to be working on this all through today and beyond.
Speaking from the White House, Biden condemned the attacks by the militant group Hamas on Israel, deeming them as unacceptable. Pete Davidson, former cast member on Saturday Night Live, said he's excited and honored to be the host when Saturday Night Live returns this Saturday night on NBC. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back as we continue to race across your radio dial all throughout the overnight hours across America. And don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine here on the broadcast this morning. And we would love to hear from you, as a matter of fact, because we're talking all about what's happening in Israel. And by the way, guess who wants to have a bipartisan coalition to lead the Congress since there's no Speaker of the House? Well, I'll give you one guess. If you guessed Hakeem Jeffries, you're right. He's now pitching this idea of the bipartisan coalition because there's no Speaker yet. We'll talk more about the speakership and what that really means here and how quickly they can get on this thing. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective, individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions, and their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. And their wound care, by the way, is absolutely world-class. World-class. They're highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, patients are their first priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they're going to strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care and, of course, wound care available anywhere. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Visit them today, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. Well, as I was mentioning, of course, Hakeem Jeffries has now said that, this from The Hill, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from New York, of course, argued Friday that a bipartisan coalition of government was still possible, even after weeks of House fighting, House GOP infighting ended with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy losing the gavel. In recent days, Democrats have tried to show our colleagues in the Republican majority a way out of the dysfunction and the rancor that they've allowed to engulf the House, he wrote in an op-ed published by the Washington Post. The path to a better place is still there for the taking. So, now wait a minute. So, wait. He could still wind up and be the speaker. See, that's the thing. But this week, hopefully something is going to happen. We still have the speaker pro tem and Patrick McHenry. But they need to get a speaker elected. Could be Jim Jordan. We'll talk more about that as we head through the morning. But first, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, we've got Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Professor Parton. Yeah, I mean, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these radical brainwashed, drinking the Kool-Aid nuts. They're all connected to ISIS, ISIL. These just very extreme radical. Just pure evil. Is what they represent. And then you have the United States withdrawing from Afghanistan. And the only one who benefited from the United States being in Afghanistan for 20 years were the women of Afghanistan. And of course, as soon as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan, and under this piece of crap administration, which was handled so incompetently, the only ones who suffer from it are, of course, the women of Afghanistan. The Taliban they're just a bunch of drinking the Kool-Aid, brainwashed nuts themselves. So, all these groups, the Taliban, ISIS, ISIL, Hamas, Hezbollah, all these other brainwashed, drinking the Kool-Aid groups are so interconnected that it's just, it's not surprising that Hamas would attack Israel, because this tug of war between Israel and the radicals and the terrorists in that part of the world have been going on since biblical times. This is since the Crusades. I mean, we can go on and on when it comes to the history of this epic struggle going on between these groups, or you have the Hindus going against the Muslims, fighting over land, or the Protestants killing each other over the Catholics in Ireland and the British. So this is really nothing new. Israel will respond, and they're supposed to respond, but eventually, these groups will go back underground, and they'll be plotting and scheming and plotting to attack Israel again. So believe me, this is not the end. This is just the beginning. It will take 100 years or more before I'll be dead. You'll be gone. Maybe 100 years. Maybe in the 22nd century, these groups will be completely dead and wiped out. And maybe there'll be some peace in that part of the world. But anyway, Professor Podnix, adios.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron, in Denver. I appreciate the call very much. I know everybody does. And, yes, it's going to take time. There's no doubt. Israel's going to have a full force response, perhaps like we've never really seen before. They have these plans, obviously. They have these contingencies. They seem to have been caught off guard, at least at first glance here, and we'll see how they respond. Once again, thanks again, Aaron. Listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. We've got James in Clearwater also listening in. Good morning, James.
Hey, Kyle. Appreciate it. My concern is that there's been some fights on the northern border with some rockets in the very recent past. And what they have there is 30 times was launched here down in Gaza. They have PVC pipes that are sticking out of side of ditches that are, you know, 6-8 inches in diameter at the most, that have rockets in them, and there's no way that they can stop. Now, granted, they're not guided or anything, but they're traveling. They're going to wind somewhere, and there's going to be somebody underneath them eventually. So my concern is just this might be more of a feint just to draw the big, heavy equipment south and then leave the northern border open.
Well, at this point, yeah, I appreciate that, James, because you're right. At this point, it's anybody's guess because nobody saw this coming, save for the idea that it would have been the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. But in and of itself, they weren't prepared for this. So you're right. This could be something as a distraction because you're right. I think that's Hezbollah up there in Lebanon, and they could start another war of these of attrition with all these missiles. What do you think?
Oh, there's no way that I don't keep up with a fraction of this stuff here. The other thing that people seem to forget is that when Israel was first formed, there was a proposed two-state solution at that time, but France put the kibosh on it, and things kind of fell apart there, as well as the incompetence of the British drawing boundaries, you know, Cecil Rhodes and that crowd. But people need to learn their history, and yeah, it does repeat itself.
It does. You're right. And many people believe that the so-called Palestinian groups actually have they're Jordanian, I think, by historical context, I believe.
Well, when they Israel was formed, they were they weren't forced out. And but the thing is, Jordan didn't want them
right.
for obvious reasons. And to say that they maligned or whatever else. They had their own choices at the time, but now you got 3 or 4 generations of them living in these camps and in these restricted areas and situations that it's kind of like the blacks here in America being slaves to the Democrat Party that just keep beating them over the heads again, and they have these terrorists come in and crying that, oh, no, for us. You know, it's like, hey, wake up. You know, take care of yourselves here.
Well, that's right. You know, Hamas doesn't make anything better for anybody, you know, and something else, too. Israel allows Palestinians to come in and work and do all kinds of stuff. And one of the people interviewed earlier was saying, does that sound like an oppressive people who's trying to take you over? I mean, they're giving you jobs, for goodness sake, and the economies are linked together.
Absolutely. Okay, well, you're doing a great job there, Kyle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, James in Clearwater. That means a great deal. Thank you so much. You have yourself a great morning, sir.
You too.
All right, James in Clearwater, everybody. Great telephone call and great call as well from Aaron in Denver. And, yes, that's the thing. And I recall, too, in many ways, this goes over the last many years, of course, but you had a lot of Palestinians who understand that that Israel actually does build infrastructure. They actually fix things. They do all these kinds of things that the terrorist groups just don't do. And people are under a great deal of oppression, and you don't hear enough about that under the thumb of these terrorist groups. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you. When we come back, we'll have our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
No idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This decade is looking like the worst one to retire or be retired in. Now more than ever, you need to stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. That's why you need Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch has been helping Americans invest, protect, and grow their assets. A Retirement Watch subscription gives you must-have advice on all aspects of your retirement. Independent advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 3 months of Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch newsletter. You'll also get Bob's five model portfolios and five free reports, including the hidden rules of retirement, hidden real estate tax bombs to avoid, cashing in on Congress's $350,000 retirement shocker, plus two more free reports, and an exclusive conference call with Bob Carlson answering your retirement questions. The newsletter, free reports, the conference call, all for just $19.95. Sign up today at YourRetirementWatch.com. YourRetirementWatch.com. That's YourRetirementWatch.com.
While others are hitting happy hour, you're hitting the gym. While they're hoisting mugs, you're lifting kettlebells. You owe it to yourself to get the most out of your fitness regimen before and after your workout with Fortify Fit. Fortify Fit's power-packed formula is designed to enhance muscle synthesis, strength, and endurance. All evidence-based nutrients in this proprietary formula are well-documented and backed in good clinical studies. Taken before and after your workout, Fortify Fit is also hailed for what it doesn't contain. No dyes, artificial flavors, or carrageenan. With Fortify Fit, you get all you need to get the most out of your workout without needless additives and sketchy sweeteners. Order Fortify Fit today at Fortify.com. That's Fortify.com. Or call 866-503-9746. That's 866-503-9746. 866-503-9746. And at Fortify.com.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be.
If you're a local business and want to see what Salem Surround can do for you, go to SurroundSarasota.com. Remember, SurroundSarasota.com today.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hey, Billy Joel bringing us back in, Uptown Girl. I like that song a lot. I think that's, of course, that's off of this An Innocent Man record, if I recall, the Innocent Man album. And that song always makes you smile. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And welcome as we go across your radio dial here in the early morning hours. We also want to give a special shout-out to our affiliate in Las Vegas. That's 101.5 KDON. They are the talk of Las Vegas. And hope everything's going well there in Las Vegas. I'm not too far away from Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas many times. And, yes, and right now, if you went to Las Vegas right now, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. People are going to be up and down the strip like you wouldn't believe. It never sleeps. It never really does. All right, folks, we're going to get into our second highway and byway report for our truckers out there and our travelers. Second report of the morning. And here's the song that is going to hopefully get you going, get you pumping and heading on down the road, doing whatever you got to do. And again, it's October the 9th. And in 1940, there was a young man by the name of John Lennon who was born, and here's one of his greatest ones, I think. Here we go.
They fall. Gonna get you.
forget the darling. Join the human race.
John Lennon. That's a cool drum part right there, obviously. So John Lennon, of course, Instant Karma. That goes back into, I think, the mid-70s, early to mid-70s. Lots of great records from John Lennon. He stopped recording right about 1975, somewhere in there, at least the mid-1970s. Hung up his guitar behind his bed in his bedroom. Didn't take it down until he started working on Double Fantasy, which, of course, came out in 1980. But again, John Lennon, one of the great ones, and taken way, way, way too young, 40 years old. All right, folks, we're here back ready for our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And we're going to take a look, of course, at some of the rain that we saw last hour. And that's, of course, hanging right off the coast near Seattle, Portland, Oregon, dipping down towards little down into northern California. All this is offshore right now. It looks like some of that rain on the radar may be starting to come ashore, maybe near Coos Bay, Oregon, right now, at least in terms of what the radar is showing us. So it's all going to start coming through. Seattle, Washington for Monday, rain. Tuesday, rain. Wednesday, rain. Moving out maybe by Thursday. Same story basically for Portland, our friends in Portland right now. Monday, Tuesday, and then maybe even thunderstorms, it's saying on the forecast right now. For Wednesday. So be aware of that. We've got a frost advisory covering most of Wisconsin this morning. It's actually going to go up towards the UP. It's also going to become, you've got some lakeshore flood advisory going on there right now. They've got a gale warning just off of Marquette, Michigan. That's way up on the Upper Peninsula. And then you've also got a freeze warning. This is going to be also in northeastern Minnesota. Near Grand Rapids, it's going to head on up to the border with Canada. But this frost advisory goes across Wisconsin and also parts of eastern Iowa as well, not quite as far down as Des Moines. We continue with the frost advisory. This is going to be in Tennessee near Asheville. It's going to head over the border into North Carolina towards Winston-Salem and Salisbury. And then, of course, we've also got some of these, looks like fire danger conditions due to low relative humidities and then also some gusty winds. This is going to be in Georgia, near Americus, also near Macon, and over towards Columbus. This is south of Atlanta right now. And again, our friends listening, of course, in Atlanta on AM 920 The Answer. That's AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta. Good morning. And watch out for those dry conditions and gusty winds. Also north of Atlanta near Rome, same story going on there. Folks, of course, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, pilotflyingj.com. That is the website where you can check them out. You can check out their My Rewards Plus app, because during October only, when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you're going to start being able to earn 5 points per gallon. That's 5 points per gallon, and you're going to unlock the biggest rewards after
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.